up this morning before the sun. Grab my gear to get some fishing done. Jump in my pickup, give her a crank. I gotta talk with Fishin' Frank. Fishin' Frank is the guy who'll know where the redfish and the tarpon go. From your boat or from the bank, the man to see is Fishin' Frank. Cause he's got the tackle and the know-how too, and more than willing to share with you. The guys with the most fish in their tanks have surely been to Fishin' Frank's. You gotta go to Fishin' Frank's. The one who knows is Fishin' Frank.
You know, I miss when Bobby was around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope she's doing well.
Yeah, I hope she's doing okay. What an amazing story, that couple. I mean, they spent their whole lives together. I mean, just enormous amounts of years, and did all these things, and she's had these amazing jobs and experiences, and they came to Florida to retire. He ended up getting sick, passing away, and while he was going through it, she just supported him, and they got the boats and went, you know, she made sure he went fishing all the time and really lived the last part of his life in kind of a dream sequence, you know.
Yeah.
Getting everything they wanted done and having captains go with them, and
pretty awesome.
And then he passed away, and she said, okay guys, now I'm going to, you know, pursue, you know, my life. Wow. And
yeah.
She just kind of left it, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for Bobby. I miss her, though. I really do. I miss seeing her come in the store. She was just something special about her. I don't know why, but boy, she would just walk in, and
she would just light things
smile.
Up. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
she had an air about her that was just an aura. Would
yeah.
probably be more appropriate, I guess. She was just pleasant.
Just something about her. You know, it was just amazing. And I just thought I'd want to... That was the woman who sang that song. She wrote and sang that song when we were first starting the radio program. Anyway, getting back on to other stuff. This is Radio Fishing Part 2, Area Fishing Report. And Sharkface Robert is... I think we finally found your nickname.
It makes you grin.
Okay, Shark Face. He's got this straw, and on the straw there's this little hammerhead plastic shark head, so when he goes to drink out of it, it's this grinning, you know, hammerhead shark face on him. Kind of like one of those Groucho Marx.
Oh yeah,
I'm getting the last name first. Groucho Marx, like one of the Groucho Marx nose with the mustache thing. So anyway, we were going to take a walk around the beaches. We've been talking about it, and I'm filling in on the fishing report here for you guys, so that will be up as well. I had a great day with Rapala yesterday.
Yeah, that
they
was
came
pretty
to the
neat.
Store. Awesome. And I think the most amazing thing about this, what you and all the members of the Pirate Crew Bait Bandits have done, is shown how important the independent stores are to not only the local market, regional market, national market. These major companies, Penn and Rapala and Star, and you know, these national, international companies are trying to find out what's going on in Charlotte County.
Yeah.
You know, and they're looking at independents again and thinking, you know, how, because the independent markets and the independent retail stores for fishing tackle were just kind of forgotten about, and we were left by the wayside. And now they're coming back to us, independents, and really giving a serious look at our impact on the market. What we like, what we endorse, why we like it, why we endorse it, how our customers respond to that. It's just been kind of amazing. And, you know, I think a big part of it has to do with the people of Southwest Florida. And I mean, yes, Charlotte County, but Lee County, Sarasota. I mean, literally from Tampa to Naples, these people who come to the tent event, our tent sale event,
mm-hmm.
they ask such good questions. They get so involved with the factories, And, you know, we have this rule, if you're going to show up, you have to have factory people there. And the people get to hear from normal, sane, reasonable people, not just a lot of complaining and whining, but real questions about why does this work? Why should I buy it? Why is this one better than that one? You know, real legitimate questions that I don't think the factories were used to having to deal with.
Right.
And I think that...
I think they've forgotten about it, and the ones that still are there... Well, the ones that are still there from 20 years ago that were used to dealing with small mom and pops have forgotten about it. But the majority of them are newbies that just don't have a clue about what the general population deals with.
2016 has been an amazing year for all this kind of stuff, with the revolutions going on in the Republican Party, the Democrat parties, the... You know, all this corporate mix-up, because, I mean, it's really kind of affecting a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, forget who you like for president or don't like for president. The fact is that the people down here, the ones that pay the bills, were forgotten about.
Right.
And 2016, I think, is the year where everybody is starting to listen to the people. And enough people showed up at the tent sale last year and, you know, the 9 years we've been doing it. But to get engaged with the factory, talk to them, you know, on a reasonable one-to-one level. And now they're starting to look at it and say, listen, I think we ought to listen to the people who are paying our bills.
Right.
Not the market research people and not the executives and the bean counters. They're actually listening to the people talking. And so my hat's off to... all the people who've come to the tent sales and the people who, you know, get the feedback and the good and bad about all the products. Believe it or not, boys and girls out there, these national companies are listening. And this is, what, our second or third meeting with a national level company and trying to find out what people want.
Right.
Not what they think they should bring out, but what people actually want them to bring out. And it shows in, like, Rapala's new line of single-hook lures. That came from Southwest Florida, a big part of it. I mean, they had to, you know, do their whole national thing. But it started down here with our customers asking, why can't I get this? What's this going on? Why can't that go on? And it all flowing uphill. So, you know, hats off to all you boys and girls. I know this was kind of a long explanation. I should have not done this quite on a fishing report. But I'm just really impressed with the people down here. Southwest Florida, you've done a great, great job. And I got to expand that to all the people from other states who are here over the winter season, our snowbirds, our tourists, everybody who was here during that time who took part in that.
I think that's why it has a little bit more of a profound impact. Not that, I mean, it originated, the ball got started rolling in Southwest Florida, but they were getting opinions from people that live other places and fish in other places.
Well, Strike King and Rapala and Penn and even Daiwa and Sabeel and all these other factories, DOA, Miralure, they're now coming here as kind of a informational thing between them, the big company, and the people who are actually buying the products.
Right.
Because it's so hard to get to the event. Only the real fishermen, the people who really want to meet the factories and talk with them and have a good explanation, chat with them, are showing up for it. Because, I mean, you got to walk 3, 4, 5, 6 blocks to get here. The parking is so horrible and everything's just bad about the whole thing. But it has made it a special event. And, you know, hats off to everybody. They are listening to you, you know. Yeah. You tell us, we tell them, and now you've been able to tell them directly, and it has been astounding what has happened since March 17th or 18th, whenever we had the sale, to over this last, you know, month or so, and it hasn't been that long ago, for all these people who have come down, talked to us about what's going on, we're relaying, you know, what our customers are saying, and they're actually interested. I'm flabbergasted.
It's pretty awesome.
So... anyway, I'm just going to stop this and get back to the fishing report so you don't have to listen to this on the fishing report. So give me just a second. We're just going to say, anything else you want to add to this? Because we're just sick.
No, it's pretty good, I think.
Yeah, so.
And we're just fortunate that the customers, like you said, you know, they come here, they walk. They're serious, serious fishermen that really want to meet people and hope to get the right coral answer.
I'm not going to go with the serious fishermen. That's,
well, maybe not serious.
I think that's the wrong way to look at it. I think people that are actually into the sport want to know about the fish, want to know about the products. They want to become
a serious
informed fisherman. You know what I mean?
How about a serious consumer?
Yeah, and I think that's more because when you say serious fisherman, I think you're kind of putting it into that professional fisherman thing.
Yeah, that's true.
And I would say 80% of the people who come to this event are new fishermen looking to learn, and the average angler, the beginning angler, I think the professionals and stuff, they're not interested in stuff like this. You know, especially like the captains. They just want free stuff. If you're not sending them free stuff, they're not going to come out for it.
Right.
But these are the average people, and I think that's what makes it so special, is that they're not bombarded, because we don't allow the captains to do that and all that. But such a good, just, oh God, I don't know how to say it. The average person, and they're listening to them, and I'm just shocked. What is it about 2016?
It's not a bad thing.
No, it's an amazing thing. I mean, we're seeing it with the government. We're seeing it with corporations. We're seeing it with all these things, where it seems to be the year that corporate America woke up and said, we better start listening to people. They're the ones paying the bills.
Yeah.
So my hat's off to everybody who came, all our customers, everybody, the snowbirds, the tourists, the locals, the regional people. You guys have really made a difference. I mean, impacted strongly. So anyway, we're going to stop this, and I'm just going to put this up a little separate segment. We'll be back with the fishing report.